Courtney Brown. I'm vice president with... And I'm going to be talking today about our new card for minor children. And I just wanted to give you all a little bit of feedback or background information about the card itself. The card is going to be closing the gap for DocuBank. We'll be protecting people for life from birth to the opposite of birth. And we'll be starting with minor children with the family care card. The service itself, much like our basic service, will provide access to documents as well as have a card that will provide key information about the minor child. The card is designed to be passed on to people who provide care for the child who are not their parents. So people like step-parents, babysitters, nannies or au pairs, grandparents or neighbors, and the card itself will list information, much like the DocuBank card does, medical conditions and allergies, the name of the pediatrician, and the parent's contact information on the card. I am going to remind you that if you'd like to mute your line, it's 4-star. And when I'm done talking, I will ask everyone just to we will have a brief question and answer period. So the card itself is for minor children. So as you know, we launched ICE last year, which was for college students. This is for a child under the age of 18. But like our ICE product, it will provide an alert to the parent. So if grandma is watching a 3-year-old child or a 5-year-old child, and the parents are out of town, and grandma needs to take the child to the hospital and presents this card to the hospital staff. If the hospital uses that card to access the documents, an email alert will be sent to the parent, the primary parent. So regardless of where they are, they will have an alert and contact information for that hospital so they can follow up as needed. The sort of documents that the card will provide access to are the documents that you feel are necessary for people who have minor children, obviously. And some of the ones that we've thought of are parental authorizations for medical treatment, temporary guardianship forms, parental travel authorization when children are traveling with a friend or a family member, or even in the case of dual custody. And then we will be providing an information sheet with this service that clients will fill out about their child, and that information sheet will include items such as health insurance information, dentist and school information. We'll be providing, obviously, a medication list option for children with chronic conditions or children with special needs, and that medication list will have room for the medications, obviously, but also the names and phone numbers of their specialists. So those will be two additional pieces of documents that we will be providing. And this service will have its own card. It will be a different design than the DocuBank standard card, as well as its own brochure. And that brochure will include an enrollment form as well as this information sheet that I just talked about. So the service itself, when clients sign up for it, they'll be filling out that info sheet and providing that along with any documents that they want to store. And obviously, as with all of our emergency information, it's entirely optional, but it does give them room to provide additional information like the names and ages of siblings and things like that. The flip side of that is obviously each child, just like DocuBank, would need to have their own card, but when the child is signed up and receives their cards, they get two cards that are exactly the same so that parents can pass one card on to one grandparent and one card on to a nanny or a babysitter. And then there's a paper card that they'll be getting as well that the parents retain that is for their records so they have the access information that they need to make any updates to their child's records. So as far as systems go, we're going to be pricing this service most likely on an individual child basis with perhaps a discount for additional children, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But the idea that it might be bundled with the standard DocuBank for the parents as well as the minor child card for the children, or priced individually. Some of the attorneys that we've spoken to have said that they think that their elderly clientele might purchase it as a gift to their children, and then their children would come in and fill out the documentation. It depends on how your firm wants to handle it. That's basically the gist of the service. I did want to have, obviously talk about any questions that you might have. If you'd like to, if you do have anything, please feel free to go ahead and ask. Okay, then. Well, I will ask a couple of questions that we have. I am the mother of two toddlers, so I have a fairly different perspective on this service. And so the information that I feel is important may not be important to those who are teenagers, and I'm wondering if any of you have any suggestions on information that you feel would be compelling to your clients. Okay, well, if you do think of anything, please do email us after at the follow-up of this teleconference. As I said, this service will be launching in April. We will be making the card as well as the brochure available as soon as we launch the service. The pricing will be finalizing, obviously, before the brochure goes live, and we will be sending out the information as far as individual pricing and as far as the materials that will be available as soon as the service is ready to go. We will be having a separate website landing page for the service, but it will feed into our standard website. So it is tied in, obviously. There are a great number of parallels, but it can also be considered its own service.
Stephanie?
So, yes.
This is Greg Smith in Muncie, Indiana.
Hi there.
If I understand you correctly, you have not set the price on this yet. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, one of the questions that I have is what you think makes sense for your clients. If they're going to be paying for it on their own, or if you're going to be, gifting it, what sort of price range you're looking at, you think makes sense?
Well, I would suggest that it needs to be reasonable because especially parents with infants have a significant burden of costs aside from this. And so if they're going to take advantage of this, it has to be, I don't want to say minimal, but because you have to pay for your costs and also make a profit on this.
Right.
But it can't be a substantial cost for these people.
And when, what do you consider, what's your range for reasonable?
Well, let's see. Your DocuBank card is $40 for the first year at retail, if I recall correctly.
Correct. 45, but yes.
45, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe $35.
Okay.
Maybe a discount.
Yeah.
Right, and we've gotten that quite a bit, a discount for the additional child. And obviously we'll be doing, as we do with the DocuBank service, we'll be doing a published rate, and then we'll be offering discounts to the providers.
Are you going to have a brochure that promotes this?
Yes, there will be a separate brochure that is for this service alone. And that brochure will have the enrollment form on it as well as the information sheet that the client would fill out. And that brochure, the one thing that we are sure about is that we're going to make the membership lengths parallel the membership lengths of our standard service currently.
Yes.
So there will be 1 and 5 year, or if you're doing 3 year memberships, so that the family is getting their renewal notifications or their expiration dates at the same time. So we will be... that level of parallel there will definitely be, and we are certainly considering doing discounts on an additional child, much like some of.
I would suggest that you also consider developing some marketing materials that are aimed at the healthcare providers and or emergency providers. With respect to the DocuBank card,
mm-hmm.
I have had one client who had to use the DocuBank card, but the EMTs who picked him up were unsure of what it was. They said, "We've never seen this before."
Right. Now, we do have materials like that, and we have done hospital outreach before. Obviously, there's turnover, and obviously we try to reach out to the head of admissions of individual hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do that. We try to do that, and we will follow up if a client tells us that, you know, a staff member wasn't sure what the service was. We will follow up directly with the department head to make sure that the entire department is educated, and we're happy to do that as it becomes as we're aware of the situation.
This is a great service.
Well, great. You know, I'm glad to hear that. The child card, obviously, we are trying to make the materials geared toward the parents as well as the grandparents who may be interested in providing this for their children. The brochure will be separate and the card will be a different design. There's actually a cute picture of three little kids on the front. Are there any other questions or suggestions about the service?
Tiffany?
Yes.
This is Greg Smith again.
Sure.
My staff just made the comment that the period of this car needs to be longer because typically the parents are probably not going to renew every year.
Options for renewal,
yeah.
Right? You know, the length of time that you have the card for, whether it's a year, 3 years, 5 years, will they have options like that?
Oh, yes. The renewal options will be just as they are with our standard card. Their renewal options on a renewal basis are 1 in 5, and we would imagine. And the pricing that we do for renewals, much like we do with this, the renewal pricing is actually, for a 5-year membership, the price is 3 times the 1-year membership. So five years is a much greater discount for them.
Oh, that's good.
So most, and obviously we're thinking in most cases with a child who's 5 or 6, the parents will be choosing the 5-year option because it's a greater discount and it's, you know, a continued coverage.
Tiffany, can I ask a question?
Of course, please.
I came in late,
sure.
So I didn't really hear the beginning, but when you talk about people renewing, mm-hmm. you know, we renew our clients every year.
Correct.
I'm assuming that we're going to offer them, like, you know, I don't know if that's going to be a cost that we're going to be absorbing or
right.
something that we can bill them for separately. I'm not sure how that would all work.
Well, you know, it's going to depend on how you want to. What I was talking about in terms of pricing, we're going to be pricing the service individually per child.
Okay.
And whether you bundle that in with the parents as part of their DocuBank package or whether the parents pay for it separately at your discount or even at the published rate, however you mm-hmm. want to handle the service is going to be specific to your firm.
Okay.
And as far as maintenance go, I hadn't yet envisioned that this would be a service that would be continued during a maintenance program, but that doesn't mean it couldn't be. We can certainly, you know, sort of cross that bridge when we get to it, when we have parents who are coming up for renewal through a maintenance program that have children who are enrolled. We will certainly have them listed under your name because your name will appear on the face of all of these children's cards just as your name appears on the DocuBank card.
Mm-hmm.
So we will certainly have that option, and if it's something that we want to pursue, we can certainly do that.
Yeah, because it seems to me if we're renewing the parents,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we would renew the whole family.
Right.
And
we can certainly do that.
So is this, I'm sorry again, like I said.
It's no problem. No, no.
So is this program going to be different for the children than it is for the college students?
Yeah, there will be obviously some similarities. The ICE service is specifically geared as a HIPAA registry
mm-hmm.
because obviously HIPAA documents and healthcare powers of attorney are important for adult children.
Mm-hmm.
But the this service is, we will be providing an information sheet that clients will fill out for their child, which would include things such as health insurance information and pediatrician information, dentist information. It's the information that a temporary caregiver would need when the parents are out of town.
Okay.
So, you know, grandma's watching their child for the weekend, and the child falls out of a tree, breaks their arm, they need to take them into the clinic. The information that that grandparent needs in terms of, you know, any child, but also children with special needs. It's also a greater need for children who have chronic conditions
or
special needs children.
So we're not talking here about keeping any kind of, you know, because really a minor child has no documents.
Right.
So what you're really looking at is more of an emergency card.
Correct. And there are obviously some legal documents that might make sense in terms of if there's dual custody, if there's an adoption, if there is a parental
what about,
travel.
Like, temporary guardianship.
Exactly, yeah.
Guardianship.
Of course, yeah. And also parental authorization for medical treatment if the caregiver is not a family member.
Mm-hmm.
For a nanny or an au pair, or if the child is traveling with someone who's not a member of the family, parental, you know, consent for
so
travel
you
authorization.
You should have all that documentation.
Exactly right. So any or all of those documents, as well as this one-page information sheet that we'll provide, that clients would fill in information such as health insurance and medical specialists, dentists, school information. We've also provided a little section for miscellaneous house items like homeowner's insurance policy, veterinarian name. So if someone's watching your child at your home and is also house-sitting, the information that will make them feel comfortable about their role.
Okay. What about if – oh, my gosh, I just went blank. I had a question and then I just lost it. But
sure.
All right, I'll
hey, this
it
is
again.
Greg Smith again.
Sure, Greg.
Is this card going to be designed to name a specific caregiver, or is it going to be fungible so that you just hand it to whoever is caring for it and it will be honored as to whoever bears the card?
We are actually, because we are going to provide clients with more than one card at the initial term of their membership, we are actually designing it so that the parent would be signing off and putting someone's name on it so that they would write, you know, Grace Smith. This, it says card given to colon, and then they'd write Grace Smith and they'd sign it. And then the back of the card said that this card's been given to the bearer so that they have immediate access to the documentation for the care of my child.
I see. Okay, that way unauthorized people don't get access.
Right, and they can always request additional cards. We haven't figured out the pricing structure for that, but it would be nominal, and they'd get two cards again when they if they requested additional cards.
Tiffany, I remember my question.
Oh,
Lauren,
sure.
Again, I was wondering if this information was something that they were that either the law firm or the parents could update online the way that regular DocuBank people can go in now and update their information online?
Yes. All of the information that appears on the card and most of the contact information will certainly be just like our standard card, be accessible via the Internet.
Okay.
And then the information sheet, because it is a document, will actually be something that they'll need to just redo, and we'll have a blank information sheet available online that they can then submit. And updates, as with our standard service, are free.
Okay.
So if they need to change something on that form, they can do it, send it in, and we'll update it with no additional cost.
Okay. So so if there is a change to a temporary guardian or the physician change or something like
exactly
that.
Exactly right. Now, the physician, that would be one of the pieces of information that is actually just keyable.
Mm-hmm.
But the information on, yeah, there are some pieces that are just on the form. But they can do that as well.
Tiffany?
Yes.
This is Judy Willingham from Annapolis, Maryland.
Hi, Judy.
How are you today?
Great, thanks.
I have a question and a suggestion.
Sure.
My question is, did you say that there would be a consent to emergency treatment form as part of the service?
Well, we're suggesting these are suggested legal documents. Obviously, the documents that you feel are necessary for your client may vary from client to client, and based on how, what your practice feels like is important to the specific client as well as your state. These documents vary by state as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a document that we will store, but that it's not necessary for the service.
Okay. And then my suggestion went along with Greg's question. I see this as having tremendous potential with parents and grandparents.
Okay.
Except that, again, the expense is key. And I'm wondering if you might not think about, for example, a family plan. One thing I've noticed working with estate planning, we deal mostly with grandparent-aged clients.
Right.
But we are beginning to see some parent-aged clients doing some long-term estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
And by and large, when we talk to them about the DocuBank service, they're sometimes, well, you know,
right,
we're too young.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to worry about that. And tying in with the Advanced Healthcare Directive, Advanced Directive Day
mm-hmm.
coming up, I think if you made it available to families so that everyone in the family would be a member
mm-hmm.
for a highly discounted rate, it would make it extremely marketable.
And when you're saying highly discounted, what's your end? What sort of number are you thinking in terms of a family plan? And what are you considering a family? Two adults, two children?
I would say that's a good start. You can always, you know, up to four people. I mean, it might be a single mother.
Right, right.
With three children. And again, you know, she's not going to have $45 per child.
Right.
And even if you made it, you know, $30 per child because of the multiple children, you might still, you know, get her in on this as well for not too much more. It's just a suggestion.
No, and I appreciate it. We've thought about doing it as a family package, and it feels
mm-hmm.
like some of the attorneys that we've spoken to want to do it that way, and some don't. So we were, I think the end result will be that we will be pricing it individually, and firms can package it the way they'd like to. And obviously, we understand that the price point is important for minor children and families with young children because price is important. As
mm-hmm.
As a mother with young children, I understand that. We will be looking at it from both perspectives and allowing flexibility so that you can handle it the way you feel you know it will work best for your clients. But we will certainly be considering a family package as well as the fact that the price needs to be attractive.
Do you have any draft documents that you could send out? I think when we look at something, it spurs ideas and questions.
We will follow up with did you receive the one-page information sheet before
mm-hmm.
the – okay. We're going to follow up also with the information sheet that we have it currently drafted, and that's the form that I've been talking about that parents will be completing with the additional information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you look at that, again, yeah, that's exactly why I'm sending it, because when you take a look at that, I think that it'll make you think of additional information that you think might be important for your clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be following up with that, as well as just a little bit more information about the service.
Tiffany, have you spoken with Alexis Neely?
Yes, we have spoken with Alexis. We are in the process of talking with her a good bit about this service as well.
Yeah, because it seems like they overlap.
Yes,
because we're part of her program as
okay.
well, and a lot of the temporary guardianships and permanent guardianships and the emergency cards and things like that are, you know, a lot of the things I think would really interest her as
yeah.
a place, you know, a storage place for that.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany?
Yes.
This is Tanya in Montana.
Hi there.
And when you first said this, when you first started out, you said something about birth to end of life or
right.
birth until, you know, the other, you know,
right.
alternative. Mm-hmm. And I was, when you first said that, I was thinking birth to end of life, and I was thinking a lifetime package. And that's the first thing I thought is, wow,
right.
okay. But then you went on, and I started thinking, you know, some of our families here have got 7 and 8 kids.
Right.
I mean, we're ranch communities,
mm-hmm.
and that's just the way there is. And I know a lot of ours are not interested in something that's, you know, $40 a year for 8 kids.
Right.
That package that they were just, somebody was just chatting about,
mm-hmm.
I would think that a family package, you know, let's just say, you know, mom, dad, 2 kids in college and 3 little ones or 4 little ones, you know, that might be a little expensive. But if you did something like mom, dad, and 3 kids and just maxed it out right there, you know, any other additional kids are comped. You know, if you maxed it out at 5 family members.
Yeah, we've thought about pricing it for 2 children and then doing a package that includes up to 3. And then what I guess in that respect the parents would need to get to the challenge that we have obviously is that our price per child doesn't change our cost per child regardless, you know, even if they have 8. And so we need to make the I understand your statement that we need to make the price point you know available to people who have many children. and so we do need to, you know, obviously we need to make this and we're, you know, we're certainly not talking $40 per year per child. But
Renee, this is Greg Smith again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me suggest this because families come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where an effort by you to provide a written options that would fit everybody
mm-hmm.
could just be impossible. Maybe one way to handle that is to package this for a standard family of 2 adults, 2 children. If you're going to have a family plan.
Right.
And then also provide an option on the sign-up sheet, a checkbox for families who don't fit in that category, and simply say, if you don't fit in this category, please contact our office for further information.
Right.
And then you can deal with the individual situation as necessary.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, there's a challenge in trying to make it fit every family when you're looking at a family plan, and you don't want to create a family plan on paper that doesn't actually match someone's family, and
right.
and make them feel excluded. So, yeah, there are some obvious challenges with the pricing, but I think that the idea that the product will be priced per child and then discounted for additional children is probably the easiest way to look at it in terms of making it fit everyone's practice and then packaging it, you know, offering up some suggested package is probably a very good idea as well.
When you designate the person who is going to be the caregiver, would it be possible to name 2 people? For example, in our situation, we care for our grandson,
mm-hmm.
and would it be possible to put both my name and my wife's name on the card as authorized caregivers?
Certainly. The card actually has the person with, you know, the S apostrophe, because we are imagining that both grandparents would be listed on one card, and then the second card would be given to someone else entirely.
That's great.
Certainly, it's a write-in section, a writable section, so it certainly does lend itself toward that.
Sounds like you've thought this out.
Well, we are trying our best.
It's a great idea.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Going to make a great shower gift.
Oh, that's true. That's fun.
Something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate your time. If anyone has any other questions or if you think of anything further, please do feel free to email me. And as I said, we will be following up with the information for the information sheet, as well as a little bit more information about the service that will hopefully get you thinking. And if you do come up with any other ideas or questions, I welcome them. We will also have the soundbite for this teleconference online as well. So if you missed any pieces of it, you can certainly listen to it. And I will have that up tomorrow, and the link will be included in the email that we send. So I thank you very much, as always. And if you need anything further, please feel free to give me a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.